It's a snackable version of the What Podcast Today. Barry Corder, Lord Taco, I'm Brad. You can call me Brad. So this is we call it a snackable version of the What Podcast because you guys had some chats during Bonnaroo with some of our favorite Bonnaroo acts, huh?
Yeah, we're
very I thought you called it a snackable version because I'm a snack.
Yeah, okay. Yes. You are
taco.
So yummy. Yes. Who doesn't want to put their face in a taco?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you know, as we've said before, part of the fun for us at being on the farm is being able to interview some of these bands that that we've either learned about or are big fans of.
Hey, Barry, do you remember the time years ago we were supposed to I can't remember. Was it Alt-J? And we were like, I don't remember what happened, but it was either really hot or we were really tired. And we were like, you know what? Alt-J's like 20 feet away from us. We're not going to be doing that today.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
We're like, nah.
Yeah, pass.
It would require us to walk, oh, I don't know, a whole 20 yards. We can't do it.
Yeah, it gets way over there. And, you know, we had the other one that we talk about all the time where we had to go find a cigarette for the guy, the name we don't mention. But
oh, we don't talk about Bozzy around here.
Yeah, we don't talk about Bozzy. But then we've had the Warren Treaty moments where we just fell in love.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, that was another one of those that I would have very easily punted on if you gave me the opportunity. If you give me the opportunity, the opening to cancel, I'm going to take it because I'd rather just sit at camp.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Backseat Lovers, who we're going to talk to, and Churches were back-to-back for us. They were within half hour of each other. And I think we went to see Backseat Lovers and then, like idiots, didn't bring the equipment with us and leave it in the media area. So we had to run from there all the way back, you know, wah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, this is such a there's always a comedy of problems when it comes to this group. Something stupid happens. Like, for instance, in today's chat, you just decided not to record it with Preston Maroney, did you?
Yeah. I did everything right, except hit the little red button.
It turns out the first rule in radio is you got to turn the microphone on.
It didn't happen.
To add on to that, you know, I did the video recording. I recorded the first interview fine. Then we redid it because Barry didn't hit record. So I hit record, and then like 40 seconds in, it stops recording. So we've got one full video and one full audio, but it's two takes.
Uh-huh. I totally believe that the reason why things screw up, even if I'm not there, are because of me. I'm sure it's my fault. You know,
your name came up.
I've broken every piece of lawn equipment I've ever been given. I'm good. Break everything we do here. You know,
you've destroyed dressing rooms.
I had to laugh too because when we were interviewing Churches, they were drinking Topo Chico.
Topo Chico.
I just laughing to myself. Remembering that incident, but
yeah, I
don't remember if you remember Taco too with the Briston before we even started, and maybe it's why I forgot to hit record. Is my battery pack, the sun fried it.
It was not working.
We couldn't get anything to turn on because it had been so hot. I guess sitting in my car. So fortunately, us had a backup battery pack, or we would have not had it at all. So
I remembered to bring extras.
Yeah, bring everything. That's the number one rule.
But I have a different
all
theory.
All in all,
I bring nothing.
You bring nothing and then blame. Yeah, that way you're you know, somebody else's fault.
Hey, I didn't break it. Somebody else did it.
It's not mine.
It ended up being great. Those are really one of my favorite things to do, is to talk to these guys. And they were all very receptive, and their management people made it work. And you were making it work from New York. That was kind of funny. I sent the text, or was it Churches or Backseat? You're like, I'm at dinner with their manager.
Yeah.
Here, set it up.
Yeah, I know. So, I'll talk about that when we do the Backseat Lovers chat. But the one we start with today, Briston Maroney, you hit play, thank goodness, because You know, the kid's got a great story, and the only reason I even know him or know of him is because one of my interns when I was a when I was in Chattanooga, randomly, she's a fantastic, I mean, she's a superstar, this girl. I think that they dated when they were like in middle school, and she would always sit in the studio, and this is like 10 years ago, and she'd be like, I've got this friend Briston, he's a really good singer. I'm, you know, every time you'd be like, okay, sure you do. Everybody's
right.
got the
right.
the buddy with a gig. Everybody's got the friend of the gig. And she just kept talking about him. And then one day I found him. He was on one of my playlists on Spotify. I was like, wait a second. This kid's actually a thing?
Huh? He's really good.
He's really, really good. Yeah. Yeah. And he's just one of these that, you know, Matt Mason types that, you know, he's going to write a good song. Not a good song. You know he's going to write these songs sooner or later, and it's going to, you know, blow up, and we're all going to be like, hey, it's that guy again.
Yeah.
Just a matter
of
time.
He was so sweet. Hey, it's a great interview. I'm looking forward
Which
to
Which one, the first
it.
One or the second one?
It was good. Both okay. were good. Okay. Unfortunately, the first one was a little more off the cuff, but we still got – he talked about his father, which was amazing because it was Father's Day weekend. And he talked about the wristband, which I thought was kind of funny.
What wristband? Like the Bonnaroo wristband?
The Bonnaroo wristband.
Why would that come up?
Because in the course of the conversation, he's a Knoxville kid, so obviously he's aware of Bonnaroo. And I think I said, you know, what did you know about it? And he just said all the kids would come back to high school with their suntans and their wristbands.
Oh, that's good.
And my daughter's friends, when they went, I think they wore those wristbands until they literally fell off their wrists. I mean, years. So I asked him about that.
Let me tell you something. And, So I'm glad you brought that up, because one day we were eating. I don't know what the restaurant was, but we sit down, and the guy that's taking our order, he goes, hey, blah, 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 blah. And I noticed the wristband that he's still wearing from Bonnaroo. And I'm like, oh, you went to Bonnaroo. That's great. And then he pulls the rest of his shirt up, and he's got like 3 years of bands on his arm. And I immediately looked, you know where I'm going with this, Barry? You know me. I literally looked across the table to the wife, and I said, we got to go. I can't. Yeah, this guy is going to be touching our plates. I can't have this disgusting thing interacting with my food. That's horrifying to me.
It's pretty nasty, because I know you guys, I'm sure you're the same. When you get home, it's, you know, it's like when somebody loses a limb, they say they can still feel it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you cut that thing off your wrist and you feel it for the next week or two.
Well, you know my strategy with the wristband. I keep it so loose that I take it off every night. It drives me bananas. I hate the thing. I cannot stand it. I wish there was a way that we could, like, figure out a different way than using these wristbands, because I don't even wear wristwatches. I hate watches. I don't like things around my neck or my wrists.
I'm with you.
Can't do it.
I figured out if you don't tighten it and use a rubber band to sort of knot it up, it won't fall off during the day. So then you can take it off at night or whatever.
Yeah, plus there's all those years where we were like, especially the first 2-3 years, where we were like using other people's cut wristbands before they sort of got smart to it and figured out that why don't we just start tracking these people as they walk in and out of here, so that
you know, my very first one, I left Sunday, as I did this year, but I left and stopped at that gas station, and a guy offered to buy it from me, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. They've been good to me. That's not right. And as I drove off, I thought, man, that guy looked like a cop. He was a narc. You know, it was not a long-haired hippie. It looked like an FBI guy. And I thought, man, I'm glad I didn't sell that thing to him.
That's pretty ironic, considering you are the cop in the group.
Right? I know, he came up to me, right? He probably figured, the old man's leaving. This goes, you know, he didn't want to be there. Yeah. Uh-huh. But Briston was great. And I heard nothing but good things from all kinds of people. I think he's in a lot of, you know, people, when they list their top shows, he's on a lot of lists.
That's great.
nice kid, so nice, and he was a, you know, he's been a guest on our show before. As
you
we
know
said,
what?
This
I just
was his second and third interviews with us.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'm trying to think. I want to do the big board of the guests that we've had on. Who has come back twice? Of course, Repeat are well in the lead. They're the gold standard when it comes to guests on the show. Jeff Cuellar is probably second with three appearances.
At least three.
We got Ken Weinstein on two.
Yeah.
And then who else is in the double appearance category? I don't know. And we got Brisson Maroney might be the only other one. We only have four return guests.
No. Was Aaron the guy who won the tickets this year? He was a Patreon.
Oh yeah.
Oh, David Grimes.
I guess you're
right. We could throw in, you know, the Ham Babies and the Rubuses in multiple guests, but I don't count them. I guess for some odd reason, I don't know why.
They've been on multiple times. Yeah, sure. But as far as performers or like Quayar,
know what? If I get it, this is the problem. If I include the Rubus in the Ham's kids, that means I got to include a Brian Stone, and I just can't put him on the
list. You were gonna go
of
there.
Multiple guest appearances.
Yeah, I wondered if you were going to go there. Yeah, Stone's a repeat offender.
Oh God! All right, well let's do it. Let's start the first of many snackable episodes coming from this year's Bonnaroo with Brisson Maroney on the What Podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, we are at Bonnaroo. You can hear the music playing in the background. Woo. I'm Barry Corder with the What Podcast. With me, Lord Taco, as always. And we have a special guest.
Hello.
A repeat guest. a three-timer now.
Technically three-timer, yeah. The trifecta.
We might have had some technical issues, but we're not going to get into that. Brisson Maroney is here.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you again.
Anytime, dude.
For talking to us. You were a guest on our show a few weeks ago, one of our favorite guests.
Oh, thank you.
And we have had you on the wish list of people we wanted to talk to when we were here.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you for making it happen.
Anytime, dude.
Tell me about Bonnaroo and what it means to you to play this festival.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just like the history of this festival within being a Tennessee native and just being a kid who grew up loving just like specifically rock music, but all types of music. It just embodies just like what a music festival is inside of my brain and was when I was a child too, you know?
Yeah. I think you had said off the air, that you knew of it from high school.
Yes.
Talking
about
your kids would come back.
Oh
with
yeah.
The wristbands.
There was the one dude. I won't say his name just for what's the word? Posterity's sake. But, yeah, he was the festival guy, and he would come back. One thing I didn't mention last time was that I was most envious of his tan line that came from the wristband. So, yeah, that dude rocked his wristband from Bonnaroo for, like, 7 years or something.
Oh, wow.
He was the kid who would go, and we were, like, 12, and I was still, like, just, like, eating Go-Gurt at my house, like, playing GameCube, and he was out, like, crowd surfing at Fish, and I was
Nice. Yeah. It's Father's Day weekend, and you've got a special guest here this weekend,
sure do.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my pops got to come out, and he's been able to come to some more shows in the past few months than ever before, and this was a big one for us. Yeah, I'm really stoked, man. Yeah.
What does it mean having him there for you?
I think the biggest thing, you know, that we were hitting on is just that the fact that there's an audience there to see this music is very special and very beautiful, but we were saying that if all that was stripped away, knowing that he was there would be
equally as impactful and equally as special to me more than anything. Yeah.
There's your happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Pops.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. You've got a lot of other interviews. What's coming up? What else besides this when you leave here?
We're working on new music that'll be out in the next few weeks. We're about to do a little run, kind of zigzaggy, with Rainbow Kitten Surprise, which I'm really excited about. And then we're doing some headlining shows in the fall, in September. So
very cool.
Yeah, man.
I said it before on the show, and I'll say it here. We really think big things are in store for you.
Thank you, man. That's so kind. You guys are so sweet.
Yeah. Well, we mean it. I mean, we've done this too long to lie, and we're not very good at it.
I think that's the best trait to have is being a bad liar.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you guys, man.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, kids, there you go. Briston Moroney, anything to follow up? Anything else before we go?
No, it's just so nice to hear him talk about his dad. And, I mean, the idea that if the entire rest of the audience went away and it was just his dad out there, he would still be happy.
Barry, are we not telling you we love you enough?
No.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
Never.
Is dad not getting
enough? I'm fishing.
Is dad not getting enough attention?
I felt the love from Briston, so it meant a lot to me.
What about Brad Guy? You get love from Brad Guy?
I had to fish for it. No, it was just neat to hear that kind of thing. I mean, that was completely unsolicited, and it was really cool to hear him say it.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
all right, well, yeah.
Nice kid, and I wish nothing but the best for him.
Yeah, and super nice of him to redo the interview after we... Yeah. He was very gracious.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I think that's happened to us before. Who else have we done two interviews with? We had to completely start over, and we ended up not even using it because, this sucked.
Yeah. Who was that?
I don't even remember. I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
I think I do remember, and I will not repeat the band's name because they might be on the episode. They might be on an episode very soon. I don't want to remind them of that disaster.
Yeah.
We played it, I promise. No, we aired it. It's we must have gotten lost in the archives.
It was one of our favorites,
best episodes. Alright, that wraps it up for us. Another Snack Pool episode coming at you next.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.